Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you be gracious to us and that you want to come to us. We want that you can also be all to you as what you have to say. And I pray that you give us the faith that like those days given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we be there, and they are truly blessed by you. And I pray that you help us to understand what you have to say to us, so that we walk in step with the Holy Spirit, so that we be truly blessed, not only now, but also when we see you face to face. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I would like to divide this Hebrew chapter 11 into two portions. One is 8 to 10, together with 13 to 16, and I put it together. And then 11 to 12, together with 17 to 19. Hebrews 11 verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance. I want you to circle the word later. Because when God called you to do something, he will truly reward you. But he may not reward you right now. He will reward you later. And I want you to circle the word later and write chapter 6, verse 12. We do not want you to become lazy, but to be imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. When God calls you to do something, he will not bless you right away. He will bless you later. Because he blesses you later, then you have to be patient. If you are not patient, you will not be able to inherit what has been promised. Abraham patiently waiting for the blessing that God gave it to him. Go back to 11:8. I read that one more time. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance. Because he know that God gave him the blessing, so he obeyed the calling and went, even though he did not know where he was going. A lot of people say, wow, if God called me to do this, I got to make sure that I know where he wants me to go. But that's not the way God deals with you. I want you to write that down right beside your Bible. When God calls you to do something, you obey, then he will tell you more. If you disobey, he get nothing to talk to you. The more you listen to him, the more he will reveal his plan to you. And then the Bible say, verse 9, by faith, he make his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. Because at that time, he didn't inherit the land. He has to live in the tent from place to place. He lived in tent as did Isaac and Jacob. Because Abraham believed in God and he lived in tent, his son Isaac followed his footsteps, same as Jacob, who were heirs with him. Isaac and Jacob were heir with Abraham of the same promise. Verse 10. For Abraham was looking forward to a city with foundation whose architect and builder is God. I want you to circle two words. Verse 8. Inheritance. To receive his inheritance. His inheritance is on earth And then verse 10 is a better inheritance. That inheritance is in heaven. So two kind of inheritance. One is earthly one. One is heavenly one. Earthly one is also in the future. Heavenly one also in the future. The earthly one is the millennial kingdom. The heavenly one is in Revelation 21 and 22. So, take a look at that. Verse 10 again. Abraham, the reason why, when he followed God, he left his place and go to the land of Canaan, the promised land. At that time, that place is full of people. They are strong and they have city, but owned by someone else. But God say, I give you this piece of property. And yet, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob live in tents. Because they know that they're going to receive it, but not receive it now. They will receive it later. So they patiently wait for the time to come. And then in the meantime, verse 10, Abraham was looking forward to the city with foundation whose architect and builder is God. When we live in this world, the architect is a human being, earthly people, the builder is earthly people too. But Abraham looking for a heavenly city with foundation. I want you to circle the word foundation. You write down Revelation chapter 21. That foundation cannot be shaken. That foundation have called foundation. That will never be shaken. And you're going to inherit forever and ever. Brother and sister, I don't know, you know, how can Abraham look at that? But you know what? Even though we have the book of Revelation, nowadays a lot of Christians, they don't read the books of Revelation. But when we read the book of Revelation, we know that we're going to inherit a land, inherit a city, the city called New City of Jerusalem, the bride of our Lord Jesus Christ, is a new place. And the architect is Jesus Christ. The builder is also Jesus Christ. And then he built the city upon a tall foundation with precious stone. It's not like with concrete. I remember 30 years ago when we built the Scotia Place. The Scotia Place is where the Canada Place. You know that the foundation is 4 or 5 feet thick. It's concrete. Okay? If there's earthquake comes, the building will collapse. But this heavenly city has tall foundation with precious stone will never be shaken. I want to go to 13. All these people, circle the word, all these people, and then circle with Abraham, verse 9, Isaac and Jacob. Abraham, Isaac and Jacob were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They did not receive the things promised. In other words, when they are still alive, they live in tents. They're not living inside the city that built by man and whose architect is man. They know. They're waiting patient for the blessing that God promised to give it to them. And while they are still living by faith, when they die, none of them received the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. brother and sister. I want to circle the word, saw them from a distance. Now we have opportunity to read the Revelation. So because we read the book of Revelation, we saw from a distance. We know that we could inherit the heavenly city with the foundation built by Jesus Christ and designed by Jesus Christ. We have the same kind of blessing as Abraham. And I believe God allowed his people to see this kind of blessing so that they can suffer pain and leave his own place and go to a promised land. All these people were still living by faith. When they died, they did not receive the things promised because they will receive later. Later don't mean 5 years later, 10 years later. No, we talk about 1,000 years later. That's what it means by later. Okay? And you have to have faith to receive this kind of promise. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. We also saw that from the book of Revelation, and we welcome it from the distance. And they admitted that they were alien and strangers on earth. Why they call alien and stranger? Because God promised to give them the land of Canaan, and yet he cannot possess it. And people thinking that he's a dreamer. But he's not a dreamer. He has a vision. He sees that, and he will receive it. And they were as alien and stranger on earth, verse 14. People who say such things, saying that he himself is an alien, he himself is a stranger, they are the one looking for a country of their own. If they have been thinking of the country they left, they would have opportunity to return. In other words, if you think that following Jesus is no good, you can walk away from Jesus. You can do your own thing. But if you do that, you have to face the consequences yourself. But whereas Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they live in tents. And then they live as alien and stranger. They don't get any possession of the land. If they get kicked out, they move around from place to place. But every time when they move around and God revealed to them, these are the place that I'm going to give it to you. You have to wait patient in order to receive the blessing. And Abraham did not go back to his own country. Chaldean. He did not go back. He kept staying in that place. He also commanded his son Isaac to stay in the same place. And Isaac commanded his son Jacob to stay in the same place, live in tent as an alien, as a stranger on earth. People who say such things, saying that he is an alien, he is a stranger on earth. Why he saying that? Because he's looking for a better country. If they have been thinking of the country they have left, they would have opportunity to return. They can return, but they don't want to return. There's no turning back. Verse 16. Instead, they were looking for a better country, a heavenly one. Why is a heavenly one? Because whose architect is God, Jesus Christ. Whose builder is God, Jesus Christ. He's looking for not an earthly place. He's looking for a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. For God has prepared a city for them. I want you to circle the word has prepared. At the time the Hebrew author write the book of Hebrew, he himself see that the heavenly city that is recorded in Revelation chapter 21 and 22 has already been prepared. I want you to write that down, has prepared, right beside Gospel of John chapter 14. Let me tell you one thing that I want you to hide that within your heart, and from this day on, you prepare yourself to meet our Lord Jesus Christ. Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in Jesus Christ. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I want you to circle the word. I am going to prepare a place for you. That place, Jesus Christ is the architect. Jesus Christ is the builder. You write down Hebrews 11:10. Jesus Christ is the architect. Jesus Christ is the builder. Because he prepared a place for you. Verse 3. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. Jesus promised us that if he go and prepare a place for you, he will come back to take you to be with him. Has this place been prepared? This place has already been prepared. In other words, Jesus Christ can come back anytime now. When he finished preparing the place, he'll come back and take you. Right? But you don't know when he'll come back. Does it make sense? Go back to Hebrew. I want to explain to you a thing that is not written in the book of Hebrew, thing that I see. Will you please go back to Genesis chapter 11? Genesis chapter 11, verse 27, talking about the father of Abraham. This is the account of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. While his father, Haran, was still alive, Haran died in Ur of Chaldeans, in the land of his birth. In other words, Abraham was born in Ur of Chaldeans, same as his two other brothers. But his younger brother, Haran, died. Haran gave birth to Lot. Lot later on followed Abraham. Verse 29. Abraham and Nahor both married. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarah. And the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah. She was the daughter of Haran. And the father of both Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarah was barren. She has no children. Verse 31. Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarah, the wife of his son Abram, and together they set out for Ur of Chaldeans to go to Canaan. Now in here, I don't know why Haran go there. There's a possibility that God spoke to Haran, spoke to Abraham's father, Haran, to leave the city he was born, Ur of Chaldeans, to go to a place called Canaan. So the Bible say, this is one possibility, okay? Verse 31. Terah took his son Abram, Lot, and Sarah, and then they set out from Ur of Chaldeans to go to Canaan. This is the first possibility of the reason why he left that place. Or maybe another reason is because his younger son, Haran, died there. If you were sad, he leave the place. And there's another possibility is God spoke to Abraham. And I want you to leave that Ur of Chaldeans and go to Canaan. And Abraham had never been there. He didn't know where this place is. And he went. Because he went, His father say, "Wow, I lost my son." The younger son, correct. Now Abram, leave me. So he wants to follow his son. That's another possibility. The Bible didn't say it clear. Okay? And then, verse 32, the Bible say, Terah lived, the Abraham father lived 205 years, and he died in Haran. I want to stop here and take a look at that chart. That's the chart of Terah, the father of Abraham. At the age of 70, he gave birth to Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And then, 75 years later, God spoke to Abram to leave Haran and go to Canaan. But from here to here, his father lived up to what? 25 years. In verse chapter 11, verse 32, Terah lived 205 years. Right beside the 7 years, you write down Genesis chapter 11, verse 26. After Terah had lived 70 years, he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And then, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, so Abram left as the Lord has told him, and Lot went with the Abram. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. So, what do we see? 75 is 145. 205 minus 145 is what? So in other words, when Abram left the place Haran, his father wanted to stay in that place. I want you to hear me carefully. His father Terah is not a believer. He followed God. He only followed God halfway. At the age of 75, Abraham, hear God saying, leave your country, leave your people, in verse 1, chapter 12. Leave your father's household. In other words, don't stay with your father. So at the age of 145, of his father, Abraham left him and keep going to Canaan. So I want to show you I don't have the map. Go to the Bible. I want to show you where's that place of where Abraham lived, okay? Can you find your own map of the, this is Babylon. This is where Abraham was born. He left that place to go to now what you call, Iraq, okay? Haran is here. And Promised Land is here. When he go from here to here, and then he stay there. He say that place is good enough. Brother and sister, I want to tell you one thing. Abraham was born in here. His father took him to go to this place. And that's not the promised land. This is the promised land. He goes from here to here. He says, oh, this place is good enough. I like it. I stay there. So even though Abraham left him, he keep on staying there. Until 60 more years later, and then he died there. He did not die in the promised land. But Abraham died in the promised land. Abraham followed God. He followed God all the way. Does that make sense? But in chapter 11, the Bible says, verse 31, Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, and his daughter-in-law Sarah. And then together they set out from Ur of Chaldean to go to Canaan. But he changed his mind. Does it make sense? Don't change your mind when you follow God. Terah wasn't a believer. That's why he changed his mind. But whereas Abraham is different. Remember what the Bible says? God tells Terah to leave that place. I'm going to give you a promised land. Later? He said later, right? He didn't say right now. But his father said that, wow, this place is very good. I stay there. They go halfway. I want to talk about Abram. You know what? Abram, when he was born, he has two other brothers. But the younger brother died. So there he has left with two. Either him and his another brother, Nahor. In other words, if his father died, Terah died. All the inheritance will go to what? And now, if only two people left, so the property will be divided into three portions. Abraham supposed to get two-thirds. And Nahor only get one-third. But because Abraham did not stay in Haran, what did he lose? He lose two-thirds of his inheritance. He said, I don't want the earthly inheritance. Do you know what? A lot of people, they like the blessing from their parents. And then they resist God. Abraham wasn't like this. As a firstborn, he's supposed to get two-thirds of the inheritance. He said, I don't want it. I want God's blessing. He lived in the tent as a stranger, as an alien. If he didn't want to be alien, he can go back. He can go back, okay, to Haran and then go back to Ur of Chaldean, right? He didn't go back. He stayed there. Because he believed in God's promise. If God has the power to, God is a mighty God, whatever God promised to him, God will deliver the promise. In God's time, not in his time. So that's why he waited patiently. So I talk about this blessing. He refused the earthly blessing. He wants the heavenly blessing. Take a look at what did he hear from God say. Chapter 12, verse 1, Genesis. The Lord has said to Abram, leave your country, leave your people, and leave your father's household. And go to the land I will show you. Go to the land I will show you. That means he still do not know where the Lord wants to lead him. But at that time, he followed his father to Haran already. Right? Whatever God asks you to do, he always gives you blessing. But in here, God gave him sevenfold blessing. Sevenfold. I want to circle the word. Verse 2. You write down number 1. I will make you into a great nation. You write down number 1. Number 1 blessing. I will make you into a great nation. I want you to write that down. What do you mean by great nation? He was born in Ur, Chaldean. He go to Iraq. He didn't stay there. He keep on going to Canaan. And God promised him in Genesis chapter 15. This is the promised land. And in here is Egypt. And God promised him from the river of Egypt all the way to Chaldean. All this land, I give it to you. That he become a great nation. All this land. You say you don't want to leave the place full of Chaldeans. You know, the archaeology found out, in those days, in the Abraham time, they have underground drainage. That means the place that he was born is a civilized place. It's better than the land of Canaan. It has underground drainage. You know what? In China, in mainland China, now we are so rich, right? In China, still a lot of place doesn't have underground drainage. So I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 12. God says the number one blessing, I will make you into a great nation. A great nation. Genesis chapter 15. God said, I'm going to give you this land. Verse 7. God said to Abram, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of Chaldean to give you this land to take possession. But Abram said, O sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it? And God make a covenant with him. And then he said, because of the timing, you read it at home, verse 18. On that day, the Lord make a covenant with Abram and said, to your descendants, I give this land. Circle the word. From the river of Egypt to the great river of Euphrates. The great river of Euphrates is where he was born. You leave this tiny place and you gain this, all this huge possession. What have you lost? You got nothing to do. But just that you have to wait patiently. Does that make sense? You lost a tiny place. Now, let's talk about it. Assuming that he refused to leave, what happened? Now this place has already been destroyed. Let's say he refused to leave. He built his family in there and keep on staying there. Now this place is a place for hyena, for animal. Human beings not staying there anymore. And that place has been destroyed. When God tells you to leave it, you leave it. Now, so what, how does it relate to us now? Isn't it God say that I've chosen you from this world, right? And ask you not to love this world, ask you to love the heavenly one, you obey that, you'll get a better blessing. Three things that I will talk about. Leave your country. In the book of Hebrews say that, they have a better country. Leave your country is the earthly one. In the future, that country has already been destroyed. Nowadays, no one say, oh, I was born in Babylon, I was born in Ur, because that place has been destroyed. Nobody gonna talk about that. Your country is an earthly country. Now, God give him God's country. The heavenly one. Leave your people. And now God say that you are the father of all nations. You have more people. He say, leave your father's household. And now he's a great member of God's household. When God tells you to do it, you just do it. You don't see with your own eye. If you see with your own eye, you won't follow him. You understand? Because when he tells you to bless you, He may not bless you right now. He will bless you later on. Just like Matthew chapter 19. Verse 28 to 29. When Jesus Christ become king in the millennium kingdom, at that time, you're going to reign with Jesus. He will bless you in that day. Now go back, second blessing. Verse 2. Genesis chapter 4, verse 2. God say, I will bless you. Circle the word I. He left his father. He left his father, then he didn't want his father inheritance. His father cannot bless him. You know what? His father is going to give the blessing to his younger son, the second son, Nahor. Am I right? I will bless you. Brother and sister, you want Jesus Christ to bless you, or you want earthly blessing? Thirdly, I will make your name great. A lot of people, they call his son called Abraham. Make his name great. The fourth blessing. You will be a blessing. In other words, you will be a blessing to others. You know what? Some people are rich, but they're not rich enough to give blessing to other people. So their wealth is limited. But Abraham gets so much blessing, he will be a blessing to others. Number 5. I will bless those who bless you. Number 6. Whoever curses you, I will curse. Number 7. All people on earth will be blessed to you. You follow the very footstep. Learn the patience from Abraham. Keep on serving God. Live on earth as a stranger, as an alien. Although you haven't received the blessing now, you don't go back to where you come from. You keep on going forward. Keep on obeying Jesus. You will get blessed. All people on earth will be blessed through you. Why through you? At that time, you don't know what it really means. Later on in Genesis chapter 7, we know that king is going to come out from Abraham. And later on, we found out that king is Jesus Christ, the King of all kings and Lord of all lords. So that's why in Matthew chapter 1, we see that the ancestry of Jesus Christ, talk about Father Abraham, Father David, King David, and then Jesus Christ. Please turn to Matthew chapter 1. Verse 1. A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the son of David. Jesus Christ is the son of Abraham. That's why all people on earth will be blessed through you. Because later on, you're going to give birth to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is going to bless all those people who believe in him. And I find it out. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to 3, there's sevenfold blessing. And I strongly believe that Abraham did not fully understand at that time. But that blessing is good enough already for him to follow Jesus. And then he leaves. And then, in Genesis chapter 15, His wife still barren, cannot give birth. But God promised him that your descendants will be like sand on the seashore. your descendant will be like star in the heaven, in the sky. And he believed in it. And then the Bible says, Abraham believed the Lord's promise, and the Lord credited it to him as righteousness. The Lord not only blessed him with more children, make him become a great nation. Now, we see that in Genesis, you remember what I say? Abraham was born in here, Ur of Chaldean. He followed his father to go to Haran. Later on, he hears God calling. He goes to the land of Canaan, the promised land, as the Lord will show him. Just in Genesis chapter 15, God said, I give you this big piece of property from Egypt all the way to Chaldean. But now later on we find out Jesus Christ becomes King of all kings, Lord of all lords. Jesus Christ ruled the entire world. Then Abraham took the possession of that tree. Can you imagine if your grandson, your great-grandson, rule over the whole world, right? Then you're going to take this possession too. Okay? So, remember always one thing. Whatever God tells you to do, He always gives you blessing. But the blessing He gives it to you will not diminish as time goes on. I found out that blessing will enlarge, extend. So that's why the Bible says, in chapter 2, verse 9, in 1 Corinthians, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has ever perceived what God has prepared for those who love Him, who are called according to His will. God called Abraham, and God asked Moses to record all these things so that all other people can learn for Abraham, can learn from Abraham. If we follow his very footsteps, we're going to get the same kind of blessing. For our Lord Jesus Christ remained the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now go back to the second part of Hebrews 11. In order for him to receive all these blessings, he has to have a lot of descendants. Verse 11. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, that means 100 years old. And Sarah himself was barren. Abraham was enabled to become a father because he considered God faithful, who had made the promise. And so, from this one man, Abraham was as good as dead, came descendant as numerous as the star in the sky, and as the countless as the sand on the seashore. Right beside verse 11 and verse 12, write down book of Romans, chapter 4. Book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 18, all the way to 25. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations. He became the father of many nations. How can he become the father of many nations? Because many nations follow the footsteps of Abraham, become the descendants of Abraham. Just as it has been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. He didn't look at his own weakness. He didn't look at his wife's weakness. He looked at the power of God. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God has power to do what he has promised. And this is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The word "it was credited to him" were written not for Abraham alone. The word "it was credited to him" was also written for us. Who are us? The one who believe God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We will receive the same kind of blessing if we follow the very footsteps of Abraham. In those days when Abraham believed in God, and God said, it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, if we believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and God saved you all, because you believe in that, okay, it was credited to you as righteousness. When we have the same kind of faith as Abraham, we become his children. In other words, whatever the Bible promised, starting from Genesis chapter 12, all the way to Genesis chapter 22, all these kind of blessings that God gave it to Abraham and give it to you too, because you become his descendant. Abraham received great blessing. Okay? He received great blessing. He did not want earthly blessing. He want heavenly blessing. If he want earthly blessing, he say, "Oh, I still haven't got the earthly blessing. I can go back to my own country." If you go back to your own country, you lost God's country. You go back to your own people, you cannot become the people of God, God's people. If you want to go back to your own father's household, you are not a member of God's household. Those people who do not follow God's word have so much to lose. Those who follow God's word have so much to gain. We don't know that in Genesis chapter 12. So in other words, we keep on believing in God, we keep on following him, and then he step by step, he revealed to you that you have, at that time, he just say, "I will make your name great." You don't really know what you mean by your name great. Then you have more people. Your descendant will be like sand on the seashore, star in the sky. Right? In other words, Abraham not only become the father of one nation of Israel, he become the father of all nations, of many nations, of all those who believe in Jesus Christ, and become Abraham's descendant. Just like Galatians chapter 3 verse 16, God only blessed two people. One is Abraham, another is Abraham's seed, is singular. That Abraham's seed is Jesus Christ. In other words, anyone who believes in Jesus Christ, we receive the blessing in Galatians chapter 3 verse 16. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed, the singular. The scripture does not say to seeds, plural, meaning many people, but to your seed, singular, meaning one person, that is Jesus Christ. In other words, when we believe in the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, whatever he tells you to do, you do it. Just like Matthew chapter 28, he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." You go? He said, "No, I don't want to go." Come on. When God said to Abraham, "Go," Abraham goes. You say to me, "You don't go?" You understand what I'm trying to say? Circle the word. Go to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, 19. circle the word go. When God tell Abraham to go, he go. Do you know where to go? I don't know where to go, but I'm willing to go. The more you tell me, the more I follow you. The more you follow him, the more blessing he reveals to you. When he say go, you just go. He say go to do what? Make disciple, not make believer. Make disciple, make follower of Jesus Christ. And then baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. After you baptizing them, you have to teach them. Teach them to obey whatever the Lord commanded you to do. Then, God say, he say, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. And I will bless you always. Does that make sense? When God say to Abraham to go, he didn't know where to go, but he keep going. His father say, I'm not going anymore. I'm settled here. Do you follow your father or you follow the heavenly father? You make a choice. Listen to me carefully. His father go to hell. Pastor John, how do you know that? Turn to Joshua. Before Joshua passed away, he tell his people with this kind of statement. Joshua 24:14. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the God of your fathers, worship beyond the river. Beyond the river. The river is the Euphrates River, where his father was born. And throw away the God of your father in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether serve this, whom you will serve. The God of your forefather, that means Paras. Serve beyond the river. The river is the Euphrates River. Or the God of Amorites. That Amorite that is Canaan, in whose land you are living now. But as for me, God will say, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. I want to circle the word serve the Lord. You write down John 12:26. Jesus say, anyone want to serve me must follow me. You can't serve God without following God. If anyone wants to serve me, must follow me. And then Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, anyone want to follow me must deny himself. How did Abraham deny himself? He had two-thirds of inheritance. He refused to receive. You know what? If he stayed behind 16 more years, he won't get the blessing. You know when he get the blessing? At the age of 75, and then wait another 25 years, he get Isaac. You stay behind until his father died, you lost all kind of blessing. You get earthly blessing, you don't get heavenly blessing. God is a mighty God. When he tells you to go, you go. When he tells you to stay, you stay. And later on, you wait patiently, you receive the blessing. If you look at yourself, look at other people, look at your father, look at your brother, look at your sister. You cannot follow God. If anyone wants to serve me, must follow me. Anyone who serves me, my father will honor him just like I honor Abraham. If anyone wants to follow me, he must deny himself and follow me. Anyone who wants to save his own life just like Abraham, if he stay in earth of Chaldean, this place will be destroyed anyway. If we keep on living, staying in this world will be destroyed anyway too. Looking for the heavenly one, whose foundation was built by Jesus Christ, and he is the architect. Our heavenly Father, we heard what you have said to Abraham. We also know after 1,000 years later what kind of blessing he truly received, and help us to have faith to follow you all the days of our life. Not to be wavered, not to look around, but to focus, turn our eyes upon Jesus and look upon you, and so that we can continue to live as an alien, as a stranger, to live in tent without any property, and yet we know you can bless us. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.